All right. Guess what? We got to do something here. It is time. I haven't had to do this as much, but I kind of gathered up some things when I was working on the show. I thought, whoo, look at that one. What did they do in Colorado? What did they do? All the wokeness. And I saw wokeness here and I saw wokeness there. And I looked at it and I thought, now, wait a minute. I got a vast cornucopia of wokeness. I got a plethora, a buffet, if you will, of wokeness. And I realized what I've got is a round of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
Yeah, just because Trump got elected doesn't mean the wokeists aren't still out there. They are. They're trying hard. And in some places, there are pockets, if you will, of wokeness. This one comes from the Daily Signal, Dateline yesterday. I don't know what happened to Colorado. How did we lose Colorado?
I don't know, but it's sad.
I mean, they got Rocky Mountain High, didn't they? I mean, it's really messed up.
I mean, they have Colorado Springs, which is like one of the most red parts of the country. But other than that, they're pretty much alone.
I mean, it's one of my favorite places in the world to go to Colorado, but not for the politics. How about this? The Colorado House of Representatives passed a bill this past weekend. Apparently, they did it on Sunday. Passed a bill that would remove kids from their parents' custody because the parents do things like misgendering or deadnaming them. And they cite the Southern Poverty Law Center as the resource they use to make their determinations. What in God's name? First of all, the Southern Poverty Law Center, if you're not familiar, based out of Alabama, but the SPLC has been notorious for years for being a liberal hate group of its own that puts out what they call their hate map, and they include things like Alliance Defending Freedom, Moms for Liberty, right alongside things like the KKK. What? Okay. That makes no sense whatsoever. By the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center has made bazillions. They have a lot of money on offshore accounts, and they make it off of these massive lawsuits they keep filing to promote liberal causes. And then, oh, by the way, they had an implosion in the last couple of years where there were complaints of discrimination within their own staff. But hey, Southern Poverty Law Center. Anyway, the SPLC is the source for the Colorado representatives who passed a bill. Now, get this. This is how woke they are in the Colorado legislature. On a party line vote, they're trying to codify into law that the transgender ideology that might be confusing a child, that parents are not allowed to have a say in it. So, okay, let's see. You won't give a minor a driver's license. You won't give a minor a Costco card. A minor can't enter into a contract. A minor can't get married. A minor can't drink or join the military. A minor can't do any of these things by law, even in Colorado. But apparently in Colorado, the representatives believe it's very important that the child be able to decide that they are gender fluid, and that's just the way it's going to be. And if you dead name them, or if you misgender them, they're going to remove them from the parents' custody. This is literally moving kids into almost like they're being trafficked right out of the parents' house. And the state is taking custody of the child. It's like the state has suddenly enslaved the child and bound the parents away from being able to see their own kids. It's absolutely coercive. And by the way, what is dead naming anyway? Kid comes to you, go, I want to be called Batman from now on. I'm sorry, your name is Johnny. No, I'll be called Batman. You can't dead name me. My name is Batman. I mean, so little Johnny wants to be Julie, and now you have to call your child, your son, Julie, or you're dead naming, and you could lose your child.
They see Johnny as dead, and Julie is them. So
I understand,
you know,
what they say, but that does not make it realistic.
Unfortunately, I've had to hear them talk about that. With them meaning, you know, I've had them explain it to me, because unfortunately in school and transgenders, and you know, so that's how they view it. It's like Johnny's no longer alive, so
yeah, which is ridiculous. But at the same time, guess what? The parents are still going to be held to account for the custody of the child. So let's get this straight. If the parents if the child ran amok, who do you think the parents are gonna, or who do you think they're gonna call? I'm about to back up. Who's the school gonna call? The parents. If the child breaks the law and does something down at the mall or steals a car, who's going to get called? The parents. If the child has a medical bill, who has to pay it? The parents. And yet, in this case, if the parents who have purview and right over everything there say, I'm sorry, your name is actually Johnny. Well, you're dead naming me. And the legislature in Colorado thinks it's okay to say, well, you're not going to be a parent anymore. I tell you what, get your kids out of Colorado. How about that? Now, it hasn't passed the Senate. It had passed the House, though, and it passed it with a pretty overwhelming majority. Party line, but we'll see where it goes. But they even, by the way, they even, one particular sponsor, Representative Yara Zokaie, a Democrat, compared the parental rights groups who were there in opposition to the bill to the KKK. That's where they are. Parents are the KKK. Oh, wow. Okay. All right, we're taking a break right now. Take me to the break there, JP. We'll take a break, come right back. I got adventures in woke world, man. Wait till you hear about the anti-Trump activist and what she claimed of herself so proudly, and now she might get deported. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I'm going to the phones real quick. He hung on during the break, so don't want to make him hang on longer. Let me just see what Daryl from Tony's got going on. Daryl, how you doing?
Hey, Colonel. Good to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been listening to your show most of the way home, and it's good to hear about some of these wins the Trump administration's getting.
Yeah.
But what's really gotten into my craw is about these courts and these states trying to take jurisdiction over children.
Yeah.
Mine are all grown now. I'm 67, and to listen to some of this, isn't this these cases where the parents can take this thing all the way to the Supreme Court and say, look, you know, you're overstepping your bounds. This is overreach.
Oh, I think they absolutely would. I think it would go to the state Supreme Court first. I mean, I think this thing about the dead naming from Colorado you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
I think that there's an absolute case there. Now, you're going to have standing. You're going to have to be someone who's been aggrieved by it. Like maybe your child's been taken in this state-sponsored kidnapping of children. But I do believe that it would absolutely be appealable, and I think the parents would win.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's kidnapping, state kidnapping of children. It's just appalling to think that they can do this. But you know what? The Supreme Court, or hopefully it will get settled.
Well, I think it will. And I, by the way, it hasn't passed the Senate out there, just the House. So I hope that the usually more contemplative body of the legislature, the Senate, is going to wind up shooting this thing down or just letting it die on the vine. But right now, it did pass the House, and it's shocking they would get that far. But Daryl, thanks. Just, yeah, go ahead.
It puts parents in fear. That's it. It's awful.
And it shouldn't. And I think what we're going to find is that the courts would agree. And if they don't, it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. The parental authority is not going to be just trashed by some wokists in a state legislature. It's not going to happen. It has to be fought.
All right, sir.
All right, bud.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, safe drive. See you, man. I got a bunch of texts coming in on that one. Apparently that one raised some eyebrows. But let me tell you about a couple more because we're in the middle of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Are you just trying to scarf up extra points from John today? Is that what's happening right now?
I heard my cue.
You could do that in your sleep, couldn't you?
Yes.
I'm gonna just like program your phone to yell "Adventures in Woke World." You'd be reaching for a button at 3 a.m. How about this one? Daily Caller, Ben and Jerry's. I quit eating any Ben and Jerry's. I mean, I'm not a huge ice cream eater anyway, but I quit going to Ben and Jerry's. They had one in Birmingham. I used to haunt once in a while. Mm-mm, not going to do it anymore because they are so overwhelmingly like woke liberal, like nut jobs that I just wasn't going to do it. Well, what I did not know was the Ben & Jerry's co-founders were actually barred from being able to speak on behalf of the company anymore. Did you know that?
I did see that, yeah.
Did you?
Y'all are dragging sales down. What are y'all doing?
They're crushing. Like, at some point, someone with common sense goes, look, fellas, we got to sell some ice cream. That's why we exist.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, they probably looked around and saw Dylan Mulvaney. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Tell Ben and Jerry to shut up. But anyway, the end result of this is they want their messaging back. Well, they got on a total activist streak for a while. It was like they were like mutually proud of how activist they could be. But it became a huge corporate liability for a company called Unilever that bought them out a few years back. And Unilever finally said, enough. And so I find this to be hilarious. It's not a repression of their First Amendment rights, but the company, I am sure, probably has something in their purchase agreement that gives them a right to say cease and desist on certain actions that could hurt the brand. And pretty much what happened was, after like 40 years of social activism, they are finally getting their comeuppance because capitalism took over. And I find that to be hilarious. Anyway.
Yeah, Disney could have learned a lesson from that to shut up the Snow White actor, Rachel Zegler, who went on her political stuff and caused sales to go down.
And crushed that movie.
Yes.
Crushed that movie. Yeah. By the way, Unilever has a $7.5 billion ice cream business. They have multiple companies, apparently. But all this to say, Ben and Jerry, shut your yapper. We got to sell some ice cream. do I have time for any more? What
here,
have I got?
Here comes the music right here.
Oh, well, have mercy. I got a half pound right here. I got a half pound of wokeness. So we get back, we'll have more adventures in woke world. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, because it's always about food, it seems like. But yeah, hour number three, still in a Dipper number two, Adventures in Woke World. Before I do that, though, I gotta make an announcement. We got a lot going on at Right Side Media. That's the parent company of Right Side Radio. So Right Side Media's got a ton of stuff going on. We got podcasts, we've got written work, we got this radio show. This radio show you're listening to right now, Right Side Radio, is only one of our productions. So I want to encourage you, check out the rightsidemedia.org website, rightsidemedia.org. All our stuff is on there to include the merchandise store. So we're sitting around and we are talking amongst ourselves. We said, selves, what do we do about quelling all of the panickins, about tariffs? Well, how about this? We'll give them a tariff-free zone. So we put a 10% discount promo code on the merchandise shop, and the merchandise promo code is tariff. So go to rightsidemedia.org, go to the shop, and we got t-shirts, we got hats, we got coffee mugs, we got the Benshot glasses for bulletproof influence. And all of them right now with a promo code of tariff. Use the word tariff. Get the promo 10% off your purchase. And we're trying to quell the fears of having tariffs. So we're giving tariff-free zones, except that it has a tariff promo code in the merch store. Rightsidemedia.org. Check it out. Apparently a bunch of y'all did, because Butters texted us and said shirts were flying off the shelf a little while ago. So you might want to get them before your size is out. We just got this batch in like 2 days ago.
I know. It's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. All right, Adventures in Woke World, you may want to know that I got to spread the love here. Let's talk about the Green New Steel. Oh, my goodness, the Green New Steel, yes. How about this one? From the Free Beacon, Dateline last Thursday. Green energy company on the brink of bankruptcy months after winning a $375 million Biden loan. God almighty. Our tax dollars, y'all, were just being used like toilet paper over the last 4 years. Unbelievable. But so the company, what's the name of it? Li-Cycle Holdings. Li-Cycle Holdings is one of those green energy companies that was making a mint because they were being underwritten by the U.S. government. They got a flurry of last-minute loan approvals totaling over $20 billion. My gosh. The things we could do, JP. The things we could do.
Well, just a fraction of that.
We'll just settle for half.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the Biden loan office gave out $20 billion in last-minute loan approvals as a part of things. There was a company called Li-Cycle. Li-Cycle CEO A.J. Kochar said he was initially reluctant to apply for the loan because they were struggling financially, but apparently it didn't stop him. How about this? Yeah, my company's doing really bad, and I just don't know if I should apply for that taxpayer-funded loan, but you know what? Heck, why not? $375 million later, they are applying for bankruptcy. Wow. It's woke world, and it ain't always good. How about this one? Woke politicians are everywhere, including in places like our listening area. Oh, stop it. I kid you not. How about this? From the Woke Spy, wokespy.com, Dateline, last Thursday, Georgia Dems walk out of the chamber in support of sex changes for criminals. They've got nothing else to work on, apparently. Here's an idea. Let's boycott the legislation. Let's all take a walk because we want to have those prisoners get state-funded transgender surgeries. Come on. That's Georgia. That's our listening area.
Unfortunately, Georgia also has two Democratic senators. So, you know, they did vote red last time, but Georgia's got a lot of them, a lot of those Democrats.
You are reminding me, yes. Democrats across the country are playing backwards morality day every day, they say in this article. Here's how you can play along. Just find an unsympathetic cause. Find equally unsympathetic monstrous people. Call the monstrous cause unsavory people marginalized and victims, and then Dems go all in. Classic case. You've got a situation right now where Democrat politicians at the state level in Georgia decided that they were going to throw a fit and walk out of the chamber to protest a Republican-backed bill. What was the bill? A bill to stop taxpayer funding of sex change surgeries for prison inmates. Yes, I kid you not. That really happened. And so all the leftists got up and left.
The hills they're willing to die on.
Yes.
It's like they go to the extreme, like literally 3% of the nation, if even that would agree with them. And they're like, oh, that's it. I've had enough. I'm walking out.
Like this one. From Red State. Redstate.com. Dateline, again, last Wednesday, this case. The Democratic Party has filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump. Over what, pray tell? What, JP? What could it be? They want to prevent Trump from stopping illegals from voting.
Yeah.
The suit filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia cites several plaintiffs, including most notably the Democrat National Committee, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. They are all named as parties in the lawsuit. In the United States of America, the president does not get to dictate the rules of our elections, the court filing reads. The framers foresaw that self-interested, self-aggrandizing leaders might seek to corrupt the Democrat processes. And then they go on and take issue with the election executive order that Trump put in place that prohibits or requires proof of citizenship. So what they're saying is basically, we don't want proof of citizenship in our elections.
We want to cheat.
That's yeah. What? You know, here's the thing. Dems always call for, how would I word this? Dems will always seek what I would call the lowest level of engagement and then claim that there's victims. In so doing, they insult people by claiming that they are victims.
Yep.
So in this case, what they're really arguing here is it's hard to prove you're a citizen. That requires a piece of paper. Not everybody has the piece of paper. What should we do? Well, we're government, so we'll put it down way, way, way down low and pretend that it's too hard and no one needs to do it. And basically, they insult everybody.
Yeah.
By doing that.
And they think you're stupid that you'll buy that lie. When it really is, they want cheating in their elections.
Oh, how about Gavin Newsom? Gavin Scrusum. All right, Gavin.
Wait, what was the name? Knucklehead Newsom. Was that the one we coined last week?
Who did that?
Did I do that? Was Knucklehead Newsom.
I may have. Yeah. Anyway, he's very angry right now. I'm sure on his podcast he's got something to say because he's angry because apparently Donald Trump is shutting down federal funds to Planned Parenthood. And you know, abortion, it's the only thing they got.
Yeah.
And when it's your only platform issue and someone's taking away the funding, well, now. So anyway, he calls it just plain cruel. Just plain cruel, Newsom said. Title X funds for basic reproductive care, including birth control, cancer screenings, STDs, and, oh, by the way, abortion, are absolutely necessary. No, they're absolutely not. They're really not. You got the most divisive topic And you also got federal law that says we can't use federal funds for these things, and yet we keep funding Planned Parenthood. Well, they don't use it all for abortions. Money's fungible. Yeah, I got news. You take it away, see how much fungibleness you have left.
I mean, they are the leader in abortions.
Oh, gosh, yes. Someone who founded Planned Parenthood is rotting in hell right now.
Mm-hmm. But they want to use the, you're taking away money for mammograms, you're taking away money for all this other stuff, to try to hide the fact how much they're spending that on abortions.
Ugh. Last couple. Daily Wire. Dateline, Sunday. After a poor showing on the boys' teams, a male switches to girls' varsity and takes first place. Go figure. High school-age transgender athlete identifying as a female reportedly came in last place against JV boys 2 years before he switched to compete against varsity girls. Zachary Rose, who now identifies as Leah Rose, formerly competed against boys at the Ida B. Wells High School in Portland, Oregon. But now, it's Leah Rose. And Leah, who is 2 inches taller than anybody else on the track team, has been out there competing with girls and basically just setting records.
It's funny, the thing that Democrats say never happens keeps happening, of men playing in women's sports.
There's nobody being disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. No girls are losing their scholarships or getting to have to abdicate their medals. If they want to compete, they just need to compete harder. Knuckleheads. Mm-hmm. Last one I've got. I saved it for last. The title alone is worthy of being called Adventures in Woke World. It just is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Fox News, Dateline, 2 days ago. Anti-Trump activist boasts of being undocumented, unafraid, and queer at her rally. She goes to the microphone. I'm an immigrant. This is a quote from Grisa Martinez Rosas. I'm an immigrant. I'm undocumented. I'm unafraid. I'm queer and unashamed. Why is this her speech?
She almost checked all the boxes there.
This is at the hands-off rally, by the way. What's the hands-off rally? The hands-off rally is protesting Elon Musk and Trump policies. And so what she's going to check all the boxes she can.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get up there and go, I'm an immigrant. I'm undocumented. I'm unafraid. I'm queer and unashamed. And oh, by the way, she may be subject to deportation now.
What do you think was going to happen?
I don't know, but I look at this and go, all right, I get it. You're from Hidalgo, Mexico. You came to the U.S. as a child. You were raised here, but you've never been a legal citizen. And for some reason, you're proud of that. I'm really not sure why. Why are you proud of that? I'm sitting here doing nothing to better my situation in life except rail against the machine, and I am so proud. I mean, here's an idea. Maybe apply for citizenship a long time ago.
But then she wouldn't be a victim anymore.
Well, you know what? She's apparently a professional victim, and she got all her intersectionalities going. She's undocumented. She's unafraid. And she's queer and unashamed. My God. Anyway, bottom line is social media went wild. People saying things like, deport her, lock her up. Others quipped that her public declaration was likely to land her on the radar of ICE. The only thing she didn't tell ICE is her home address, said one ex-user. I'm confident they can look her up. We'll see what happens.
By the way, sorry, real quick. Did you see the viral clip from one of the hands-off rallies of the Kakistocracy sign?
I did.
And the guy,
I did.
The guy had to get a paper to read off what it meant.
He didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, but that is the first time I've ever seen that out besides us talking about it. And
I'm pretty sure that one of our liberals who listens to this show, Shag Nasty or somebody,
yeah,
maybe our yellow dog friend,
mm-hmm.
Made sure they knew the word and tried to reapply it, and it didn't work, and they couldn't even say it, so they had to read it off a script.
I found that hilarious.
What was also funny was when the lady walks up, and she's got the microphone, and she goes, what does your sign mean? Well, and the other lady with him goes, read the script so you know it right.
Yeah.
And then he pulls a piece of paper out to read it.
Reads it from the paper, yeah. That's funny.
All right, we're taking a break. That's Adventures in Woke World. We'll come back, and we're going to get some text messages and get caught up and move to number 3, waste, fraud, and abuse. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.